Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning into us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. We always like to start each episode with what we are sipping on, and today I'm sipping on a repeat because I'll be honest with y'all, I haven't been to the liquor store, so I don't have any sort of updated wine, not even a white for me to drink. Like I have.
Oh my gosh!
So I am drinking a previous wine that I had earlier in the season. It's called Kendall Jackson's Vintners Reserve. It's a Cab Sav. I've had it in the past.
It's a
regular same Cab Sav that I've had previously. So that is what I am sipping on today. Sheree is sipping on another free wine. So for those pregnant mamas out there, if you are looking for some wine to sip on, Sheree has been drinking all season the free FRE brand, which is alcohol removed wine. And she's drinking.
I'm drinking the rosé, and I still haven't figured out how. Still haven't figured out how it's alcohol removed. I don't know. I'm not sure. That process is still going to be a mystery to me.
It says that the tasting notes, it's a delicate pink-hued wine with lively strawberry and citrus flavors, and that the palate is crisp and fruity with ripe berry accents and a beautiful and refreshing finish.
They are very good at like being very descriptive. That's exactly it. It tastes like basically berry, like berry citrus juice. This one is more juice related than others because, well, I think in general, rosés are more fruit heavy. So yeah, this is what it is.
It says that it has, so the way that they do it is a revolutionary spinning cone column, and that the spinning cone facilitates the removal and safeguarding of fragile wine aromas and flavors at low temperatures. Then it removes the alcohol at slightly higher temperatures, and then the wine essence are then reintroduced to de-alkalized base and blended with unfermented grape juice. That's how they
de-alcoholized.
Thank you. It wasn't going to come out.
I was going to let you do it. She got it. She ain't got it. I thought you had it. I really was like, I was rooting for you there. I was like, no, you don't have it. You don't have it.
I wasn't going to get it. It wasn't going to have it. Yeah. So clearly, you know, I don't know how to speak. I don't know how to say words.
You did good. You got to that last part. It's just one syllable you missed, like the one that makes it alcohol.
De-alcoholized.
Yes, you just de-alcoholized. I was like,
what's the word? What is alcohol?
That's what you had to remember. You had to remember alcohol. But yes, like, so, I mean, it's good. I'll say this. I do enjoy the fact that I have an ability to fake it. Especially considering I've gone to like events recently and I was like, oh, come on, y'all. I just want to feel like a grown up and not have juice. Here we are.
I mean, that's the whole point of it. Or like for people who want to drink quote unquote wine and not get headaches. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of reasons. I figured out like now that I'm doing this, I'm like, I figured out all the reasons of why it would be good because you still don't get the questions of like not drinking and all that. But yeah. For me, I should just get something that I can put in a wine glass and feel like, you know, swirl around after a long, hard day.
Well, speaking of pregnancy and Sheree's pregnancy, today's episode is going to be all about pregnancy and COVID and being pregnant during COVID and being pregnant and having COVID.
I have been through the ringer this year. Yo, my guardian angel, wherever they are, is tired. I know that they are winded.
So you, how many months are you? You got what, one trimester left?
I have one more left. I'm at like almost 7 months. So I'm like six and a half.
Mm. Why am I so fast?
Yeah, it did, even though I feel like I found out so early, and I promise you I have been pregnant forever. Forever, Lisa was right. Forever.
Yeah, you have been pregnant. Like, it's been forever. Like, it's felt like a long time, but also I feel like it's gone by quickly.
It has gone by quickly in the sense that, like, I looked up and I was like, huh, I'm almost there. Oh, Lord, we have to get a nursery together. I guess we should be, like, getting that together. We have not.
Yeah.
It'll get together when it needs to. We'll have what we need for the baby.
Don't do that to that second baby.
We have the crib. We just need to paint. Like, no, really, it's the fact that I need to paint, because the room is Eagles green. And I mean Eagles green as in, like, full-fledged. This was, I don't know, one of the daggone people like Eagles. It is Eagle green on every wall. And I'm like, I refuse.
You can just make it like a forest theme.
Mm-mm, No. I need it a little lighter. I need something. I can make it a jungle theme, but I still need some light. It is light absorbing in there.
Yeah. Well, maybe just leave one wall that color and then paint the rest of them lighter.
That's an idea I will consider, because trust me, I want you to know. I was like, just bring it to white and I'll start fresh. I don't care. But no, it has gone by fast, and it has been, like, in the beginning, it's been kicking my butt, but then at the same time, it was like a breeze. It's been such, like, two-sided.
So what do you think is, like, how have you felt the difference between pre-COVID pregnancy with Brendan versus new baby pregnancy during COVID? Because, like, it's also, like, not only is it, like, during COVID, but it's also, like, 5 years later.
Yeah, like, I am at that quote-unquote geriatric or advanced maternal age. I'm not a geriatric pregnancy, but I'm definitely at advanced maternal age, and it pisses me off every time I look at my record. Like, I really am just like, we're going to have to work on this, because we've already disproven this whole 35 thing. But no, what I will say is that, like, the age difference, I think, definitely is, like, one of those things where I'm like, I don't know whether it's because I'm 35 or because I'm 35 and pregnant. I don't know anymore. I will have to wait and see after pregnancy to see what lasts. The biggest difference I will say has been, to be honest, the involvement that Brandon is able to have. So with our first pregnancy, of course, like pre-COVID, Brandon was at every appointment. At this one, Brandon has not been at any of the appointments, even though he could have gone to the my regular checkups. It's just those we scheduled out in a way that was like, we scheduled them out to get them out the way, and they're in these weird times. So I was like, that's fine. But he also wasn't able to go to the ultrasound because they don't have anyone there. So he hasn't been able to be at any of the ultrasounds, anatomy scan, the regular things that, like, he's usually there for. So I know that for me, the hardest thing is, like, how hard it is on him to kind of be connected, because he's like, yeah. I mean,
that's
he's great
at home. Like, does he feel connected to the baby?
He does, but the struggle is that he can't do much for me, because he's like, he has gotten way, like, supportive outside of that. Like, so he's not at the appointments, but when I say, like, he lotions my feet and legs and puts on my socks for me, and he didn't do that the first time. He did not, y'all. Oh my God. I was like, what? You'll do that? And he was like, yeah. First time I didn't know better. Now, I'm good. I was like, what?
Not you getting, like, how are you getting, like, new and improved, like, pregnancy?
Let me tell you, I will say this. If I didn't know this was my last, I definitely could have some more babies, because he does right with pregnancy. I was like, okay, so you get pregnancy, pre-pregnancy, like, you know, partum Brandon is amazing. I don't know who that man is. I need him, like, I could have more babies. But I'm not. This is it.
So, but what do you what do you think, though, about, like, being pregnant when you were pregnant with Brendan, like, and no baby, like, you didn't have a kid, and now you have to, like, still watch a whole child? being pregnant?
Well, I was telling you, like, recently we was talking about it offline. Like, it's funny because Brendan has been great. So in the very beginning, like, I guess before, like, he could see my stomach growing, we were just like, there's a baby brother. And he was just like, yeah, whatever. No parts of it. He was just like, all right, cool. But as, like, I've gotten, like, I'm showing and stuff. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so he's the sweetest person that I've ever seen. He gives my stomach hugs. He talks to my stomach. He's like, aww, tells people, like, this is my baby brother. And he gives it hugs, aww, and kisses, and like does these every night, even in the morning. At one point, he literally wouldn't say bye to me. He would just like give my stomach a hug and walk out the door. And I was just like, hi, I am more than a vessel. Like, he, so I think that for him, I think that I'm, you know, I was always wondering if the age difference, would it be too much? I think for me, perfect age difference, where he will be 5 and he, this one will be here.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I could do that because he's able to help. He's ready to do things on his own. And he's had enough, yeah, alone time to like feel solid in not being too dethroned. I'm pretty sure we're going to have some bumps. All right, check in with us later once we'll see how that goes when he gets here. But as of right now, it's the only difficulty is that he still wants to be on me. And I'm like, okay, but like, you have to be on, like, I can't be, he will lay on me. And I'm just like, so you're just going to lay on me and go to sleep. I can't move. I'm getting kicked on the inside. I'm being laid on the outside. I was like, you don't want your dad. None of y'all want y'all dad. I have two boys.
I'm not going to lie. As an only child, that's such a foreign concept to me. The idea of like loving a sibling, like even in the belly.
you're like other.
It's just like sibling relationships are always interesting to me. Like the whole, like, let's introduce your sister or your brother. And then, like, you know, I watch all the videos and they're all like, here's the baby. And they like hug them and kiss them. And I'm always like, what is this little kid thinking? Like, are they just like, what the fuck is this baby? And what does that mean?
From what I've gathered, it depends on the age. So like my brother adored me, but my brother and I are farther apart. My brother and I are 7 years apart and he wanted a little sister, like straight up asked for a little sister, to the point where I've told y'all before, he still believes, even though he has a child, he's like, you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for me. I was like, that's not how it works. Like, legitimately, you have a child. I really don't want you to continue this like myth. You didn't wish me into existence. But he really, like, if I, like, even pictures that I see, there was very rare times where he was just like, why the hell is she here? When the attention stopped, when he stopped getting the attention, now he did say there was a moment where he was just like, all she does is lay there, sleep, and poop. I can poop and lay there and sleep. Y'all would be very mad if I did that. Why are y'all saying this is cute? He didn't get that part. Which I was like, I'm pretty sure that that's every sibling. Like Brandon said, because he was 3 years apart from every one of his siblings, it's kind of like it was another baby. He was just like, he ain't have all them fuzzy feelings. He was like, all right, I got a sister. All right, I got a brother. Okay, I got another brother. All right. He's he was the oldest, taking care of, like, and being responsible. Like, he was more mad that he had to be responsible for a little kid.
That sounds like Cyrus. That sounds just like Cyrus.
Yeah. So, like, and I mean, of course, I'm the baby. I have no experience introducing myself to a baby. I don't know.
Yeah, you just only know having your brother. Like, your brother has always been there. Yeah.
And he loves me. So, see, we're good.
I went to visit Rajesh yesterday to finally drop off, like, the Christmas present we've had. And I know. What's real sad is I still got two more that we have to drop off to people. Like, at this point, it's about to be Christmas for next year. But so I finally saw their new baby. And then I saw Lil Raji, who is just talking it up, like Miss Chatterbox and everything.
Wait, how old is she now? And
she's gonna be 3 in August.
Oh Lord, this pandemic has screwed us. Like, we have missed life.
The last time we saw her in person was her baptism.
Her christening. Yes. I was like, oh my gosh, that was right before the pandemic.
Yeah. So she, but what they gave her, it was the cutest little thing because she was just like chatting me up for real, like just talking away. But she had on earphones. And she was listening to like music on one of Rajesh's old phones, and it was playing out loud. So I asked Rajesh, I'm like, why you got the headphones if she playing music, like if it's out loud? And he was like, oh, those are just like her comfort blanket. They started giving them to her when the baby cries. And so she has them on even when the baby doesn't cry, and it just makes her feel better. And I guess that's like one of the ways they've helped her adjust to having a sister.
I'm gonna remember that. Like, I mean, but for real, like, that's the other thing. I think that because he's having another brother, I'm like, I don't know. Oh, I will say, he doesn't seem to be wanting a little sister at all. Like, you know how they, you know, people, of course, people are always asking, do you, you know, you having a little brother, you want a little sister or anything? But he's like, no, no sisters. I was like, that's my child. He was like, nah, we good. Me and him. And I said, that's what you better learn to say that phrase. No, I ain't asking for shit. I'm good. I didn't ask for this one, but here we are. So yeah, it was just one of those things that like he has been pretty good adjusting. I think that right now we're probably now seeing some of these weird things where like he wants to be up under me or Brandon at all times. And I'm like, I don't know what that's about. Because also, I mean, he's also still 4 turning 5. There's so many things that he's transitioning and going through. I was like, I don't know what's that. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I mean, Stokely kind of goes through that same thing too. Stokely's kind of been, you know, more of a, more like, it's all the time now. It's just, I love you, mommy. And like,
yeah. What are you doing? Oh my gosh. I mean, I love his love, but like, he randomly would just turn to me, I love you so much. And I was like, I love you too.
I get it all the time. Like literally, if I'm sitting in my office and he's in the living room, he will randomly just be like, mommy. And I'll be like, yes. He's like, I love you. And I'll be like, love you too. Like, thank you.
See, and our suspicious, like, see, the way we grew up, see, now we suspicious because we're like, why the hell you keep telling us this? I'm sitting here like, what you do? Like, what do you?
The other day we was in the car and I think I was like voice memoing somebody. And he kept like, mommy, who are you talking to? Mommy, who are you talking to? And I like snapped on him. And you know, I normally like, I very rarely do that, right? So I was like, Mio, what is it? And he was just like, I love you, mommy. And I was like,
oh, and that's it. And that's my reaction. My reaction is just like face palm, like, sir. Oh, like Brendan will be like playing a game and he's like, but I want to lay on you. And I'm like, why? And I'm like, I'm sorry. I forget. Like every once in a while, I truly forget that like our children love us and we have boys. And see, you thought that your son, even though he is a daddy's boy all the way, I love you, mommy.
It just took him to be like almost 5. He just had to be almost 5 in order for it to start happening.
This is what you remember. Didn't me and Lisa tell you? We was like, hey, look, you don't want it. You don't want this burden. And I'm getting ready. I'm like, can I just have one of these boys love their dad as much as they love me right now? Because this one is flipping. Well, he listens to his big brother already.
Does he like kick if he asks him to?
Like he responds. Like Brendan told him, like he kicked me. And I said, oh Lord. I said, hey, tell your brother to like stop. He said, he's like, baby brother, stop kicking mommy. Be nice. Do you know this little boy stopped and didn't move? Like he did not kick me again for like the rest of that. Like, I was like, I don't think this is good. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. Oh my Lord, they are already synced. But like, really, it's the cutest thing to see him like when he's finally started interacting. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm going to live through this because I already know that he's going to have some moment where he's going to be like, F this child. in some way, shape, or form. So I'm just hoping that I can get through, like, let me get all this love, because I was like, this baby might come home and he's going to be like, hopefully, I don't want no baby brother.
Hopefully he doesn't like regress or anything. Cause Rajesh was telling me that, I guess, because, you know, Lil Raji is obviously younger than the boy, mm-hmm. and, you know, the baby's 4 months old. So she's still two, right? Like, so
he's
on the verge of being potty trained. Mm-hmm. And he was like, mm-hmm. you know, when the baby came, it was like, I still want attention. So I was doing good at like going in the potty, but hey, now you like change that, baby, so you can change me too. Like,
oh, see, and that's the reason why I'm real happy that he is school age and like he got his own friends, he got his people, he knows that he does not poop on himself. Like, these are things that, like, I'm at the most that I'm having. I've heard from many of people who have like kids four or, you know, around this age, that their regression has been more so wanting to be on the titty again. And I was like, oh, no, because, you know,
oh, no.
No, but apparently.
No.
No. Girl, I tell you, like, when I tell you, this is what I mean when I say it. I was like, do you know that I might backhand my kid? I'm nursing and this little boy tries to climb and latch on, I'm a backhand my 5-year-old.
What are you doing?
They haven't done it, but they've been asked, like, so apparently they've asked, like, mommy, I want a nurse too, or mommy, can I have I was like, I'm not ready for that, because my answer, I don't have any professional answer that doesn't have a curse word in it. No, yeah, hell no.
But fuck no.
Fuck no. Hell no. Boy, if you don't get your ass over there, get the fuck away. And it's going to be on the street. he going to learn some curse words that day.
Like, mommy, you're not supposed to talk to me like that.
Hell, look, it's okay. Don't worry. He told me earlier this week, what the hell is that noise? He said it's so calm. I was like, I'm sorry, what? He's like, mommy, what the hell is that noise? Where'd you hear this?
Stokely said something yesterday, and it was, all I know is he said, I swear he said the word whore. And I was like, what are you saying? And he was like, it means something funny. And I said, who did you hear that from? Because I couldn't quite understand him.
So these,
I was
like, kids.
Maybe that's not what he's saying. And then I said, where did you learn that? And he was like, at school. I was like, from who? And he was like, my teacher. And I was like, this can't be. You can't be
this
saying
can't whore. Be whore. It has to be whore. You're like, you know, you've ripped through the. That's why. So I was in the pantry and I heard him, because I was in the pantry and he was like downstairs. And he's like, what the hell is that noise? I'm sorry, what? And I said, what'd you say? He said, what the hell is that noise, mommy? I said, oh, you repeated yourself. Like, you clearly knew. That's exactly what you meant to say. And I was like, I was in such shock, but I was just like, Brenda, we don't say that. That's a bad phrase. Because I was like, he goes to Catholic school. Hell isn't really a bad word. I'm pretty sure that he's going to hear hell in school and church. But I was like, you don't have to say that. I said, you could just say, what's that noise? And he was like, you know, he started doing it. I was like, dude, you're in trouble. But I laughed so hard once I like got away. Because I said,
he used it the right way.
That's all I've ever asked. Don't you remember we talked about our cursing episode? Yeah. He used it appropriately. And that was the exact appropriate phase. If you don't know what something is, what the hell is that noise? You know what, sweetie? I'm not mad at you, okay? But don't do that again.
I mean, I wouldn't be mad at Stokely if he, I mean, as long as you, we've talked about this, as long as you use it correctly.
And he used it perfectly correctly. It was calm. He ain't yelling. It was like real. It was so calm that I was like, I think that my child is
we'll
cursed
have a
before.
That, like,
because he said that so smooth. Like, it was a part of his conversation. Now I need to hear, what the hell do you be talking about in school? What do y'all be saying on the playground?
It'll just be like, look, like, don't say this outside the house, but like, we don't really talk like that.
I was gonna say, as long as I'm like, can we just please not get any calls home? Cause Because he got it bred in him. My mother said, oh, he knows how to curse. Between everyone in his family, oh, I know cursing is a part of his vocabulary. He just hasn't used it. He has not accessed it to the proper form. So, amen.
Were you worried being pregnant and getting COVID?
Oh, girl, look, that was my number one reason to stay away from everybody and every damn thing. And then my husband brought it home. And so here's the funny thing, the ironic thing, because it's not funny. The ironic thing is that Friday, one of my students, like, tested positive. I sent her to out of my office because I said, hey, you know what? Just go ahead and get tested just in case. Because she was just, like, the symptoms. I was like, you don't sound like you're getting better. You've had this for, you know, you've been feeling down for a couple of days. And the nurse came back, like, a little bit later and was like, And I said, no. Mm. Fucking no. Took a test Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, negative, 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 negative. I was like, okay, because I wasn't around her that much. So I said, well, shit, I dodged the bullet there. Brandon, not feeling great on Sunday. And I was like, like, you got a bad sign or something going on. What's wrong with you? Everyone else in the house feeling fine. He goes to the doctor the next day. And we were like, because we thought it was his appendix. The way he was hurting, he was just like, he was throwing up. He couldn't, like, hold nothing down. I was like, what the hell? But that happens. Brandon, when he gets sick, this thing. And, you know, Brandon is a workaholic. So yep. When his body shuts down, it shuts the fuck down. So I was like, your body does this weird shit before where, you know, everything just starts going out of whack. But it was just so odd because of where it was hurting. I said, go to the doctor. That could be your appendix. They swabbed him. And then they was took him for a CAT scan. And they came back and was like, oh, well, yeah, you got COVID. He said, please let it be appendicitis, sir. No, I'd much rather a surgery. I can't. He's like, I can't call home and tell my wife this. I have a pregnant wife and a toddler at home. I can't tell her that I have COVID. How? He called me and was like, hey, so you want to go ahead and take another rapid test to just, what? Why? Why do I want to take another test? I just told you I took the test. Why do I need to take another? And he was like, because I came back, I got that stuff. I got that. You got what, sir? The conversation was very much so. I said, not COVID. And he was like, yeah. So apparently I'm dehydrated. I said, oh. Okay.
Why does your whole conversation sound like he done gave you a STD?
I very much so had the feelings of like, sir, I told you don't bring me a cold home. You brought me COVID while I'm pregnant. Okay. So I was like, let me spray everything down. I was about to ask Brandon one day. I was going to put him in the basement because we have a bedroom there. So here's the thing. We have, like, luckily, blessedly, we have enough space where we were able to, like, isolate him during that time. I was like, we got enough bathrooms. You can be in the basement if, you know, you need. Like, I had just talked to his mom. We had come up with a plan because as of right then, I wasn't sick. The next day, we, you know, he came home, went into his little isolation corner. We sprayed everything down. I bought new sheets, new bedding, new everything because I was like, I ain't got time to wash shit. I ain't got time. This goes into a bag and, yeah. Because you know how you're sitting on the bed and I kind of looked around and was like, every fucking thing. He lives here.
All the surfaces. Everything.
So I, like, wiped down everything, sprayed down everything I could, as well as, like, just stripped the bed. And then I was like, okay, well, we're masked up and everything like that. Then the next day, you know, feeling okay. I'm checking on him every once in a while. Go, you know, with my little mask and my little gloves, just like, doop. Look, stick your head out. Okay, you're not running a fever. Go on, close that door. Like, for real. It was. Then I went to, I took a quick nap and I woke up with a headache. And I was like, That's not usual. And it felt like I had, like, a little sinusy, like a sinus headache. And I said, ugh. But, like, immediate come, I was like, that's not good. And I took a test. I said, let me just, I didn't want to because my heart was like, no, just you'll be fine. I was going to test every other day. Mm-mm. I said, let me not do that. I tested and I was just like faint as line, like the faintest of line. But what does it say? Anything that is not gone or absent is, I said, God damn it. So I knocked on the door and I just was like, it was literally like a pregnancy test. How you look, and I was just like
no double line.
Oh, I surely hit the fat flashlight on that thing. I said, that's a shadow of a bitch. It was just faint enough, but I went to the door and knocked on it. That's I said, good. You can bring your ass out the damn room.
We all got it now. We all got it.
Because also then I went to test Brendan, and let me tell you that little boy, okay, 4-year-olds have hands. And what I mean, like he fought. So his, I could hardly get a swab on him. And when I did, I was like, his came back negative. And I said, no, that's bullshit. This boy is around us at every waking moment.
That's what happened with Stokely, because my sister-in-law had it. And she said they just thought hers was allergies. Like, and it, Emerson never got it. It was my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law.
Wow.
They got it. And she said it just felt like she had allergies. And she called us. We tested, me and him, right after. The next next morning, negative. It was fine. That was on a Saturday. The following Wednesday, I'm going to pick him up. And it was her last day. She was out of quarantine by that point. I'm picking him up from her house. But my mother-in-law had literally just, like, pulled in. So I picked him up from there. And I asked her how she's doing. She was like, oh, you know, I'm fine. Like, it literally just felt like allergies. Mm-hmm. Like, they were just sniffling a lot. And sure enough, Stokely gets in the car. And the entire ride home, all I hear is... And I said, let me go test this boy. And I knew before I even took the test. I was like, he has COVID. And sure enough, I swabbed him. And yeah, little hands, because... they do not like anything up their nose.
and that's why I was like, the fact that I was like, yo, no, he got hands and I can't fight. And also I'm pregnant. Like, this boy was fighting and kicking. I was like, you know what?
His test immediately popped. Like, that joint Bing! Was straight positive. There was. But surprisingly, like, Richard and I never got it. Like, we kept testing ourselves and we never got it. And I wholeheartedly believe that my vaccine and my booster was in, like, high gear. We were like, they were like, nah, we not. This is what we're here for.
They was like, you shall not pass. Like, no. And that's the thing. So that's actually why, like, for me, of course, so I'm like, now, mind you, this happened during my spring break. That's the fortunate part of all this. Me and Brendan's spring break was that same week. So I was already going to be home, but I was going to just take leave. So I was like, okay, I'm working on Monday. Tuesday, I wake up. I call my, it was about midday, and I was like, shit. So I called my doctor. I called my boss. And then I was like, I forgot, in the pharmacy. I think I had to make 3 calls in a row because I was like, hi, hello. So we need to switch this over. But I actually was able to use a leave that they gave us. DC government gave us pandemic leave for this specific reason. And they gave it to us weird. They gave it to us like mid the end of February. And we were like, what the fuck is this? Like, okay. All of us, whoever has been sick and most likely cannot benefit from this. It's not like it's retroactive, but I was able to use it and it was getting ready to expire in like 2 weeks. Ha. Huh. Okay.
Oh, wow.
So so she was like, here, call this person, make sure like that you're able to. And they said, oh no, it expires on the 2nd, which would have been like the beginning of that month. I got it mid month. And my boss, she a rider for sure. She pulled up the notice. It was like, this says it expires at the end of the month.
Good for you.
And they were like, oh, you are correct. Thank you. Go on and put that in. So I didn't use any of my leave. I didn't have to use any leave. We were able to do the whole quarantine because Brandon, they told him 10 days. They told me 5 days unless I had symptoms, which I ended up feeling horrible. Like, as I went on, I've had like this dip of like fatigue. That was my worst symptom, was fatigue and sinus. Mm. And when I say sinus, I meant like, oh, I'd lay down and be like, I'm dying, immediate death. Like, I'd be fine walking around. I go to lay down, immediate death, nose gone. And I'm like, okay, let's try this again. I did a nasal rinse and I couldn't take nothing. Well, I could take Mucinex, which yeah. I did. And I took Tylenol one day because I had the worst headache ever. Other than that, my symptoms were like blowing my nose a million and one times a day. And by the end of it really was just like rest, because walking up and down steps, they were like, do you have any shortness of breath? And do you have a fever? I didn't have a fever. And they were like, shortness of breath. I said, you mean more than 6 months pregnant, walking up steps, shortness of breath? And they started laughing. And I said, okay, thank you. Yes. Like what? Give me a threshold. Like, what?
What do you mean? Like, shortness
tell
of breath
me when I should be concerned. Like, are you talking about like I get out the bed and I'm winded? What is the, because literally, like, and also I realized that I was, the other biggest difference between this pregnancy and last pregnancy, we were in an apartment. So it wasn't a lot of stairs. So I was like, why am I so out of breath? Because anything I do, kitchen, upstairs, anything that I do, I'm walking up and down stairs. And I said, oh, well, great. This is the wonderful part about having a house. But goddamn, I'm taking a lot more steps.
I be seeing your little Apple Watch notifications and you still closing them rings.
Let me tell you, I was closing the hell out of some rings. I was like, I promise you I didn't do shit today. But then I realized it goes by your heart rate and everything. I said, oh no, it don't take much for my heart rate to get up. Shit, that's just me going from the bag from the kitchen to back upstairs. And it's off the, you have exercised for 3 minutes. Thank you. Thank you. But so Brandon's symptoms were like, he had the bad cough and like the fatigue, like feeling like he just was like full drained. Mine was like sinus infection. Basically, I felt like I had a sinus infection. I had that the last time I was pregnant, a sinus infection. It's a bitch, but it was okay. And Brendan had a fever for like 2 days straight. Like when I say continuous fever, like we would give him medicine, but it was a low grade fever. It wasn't like a 10, it would get the highest I think it got was 102. And I was like, hey now, this bitch needs to come down. But they said they were expecting that. Yeah. They said, just expect that he'll run a fever for a couple of days. And if it gets to a place where medicine doesn't work, then take him in. Other than that, Brendan just felt like he wasn't feeling, he didn't feel great for 2 or 3 days. And it was fine.
Stokely barely even had a fever. He literally woke up that morning before I tested him. He woke up at like 5 in the morning, maybe, came into our room and was like, mommy, I don't feel good. And so I was like, it's okay. And like, let's go lay back down. Cause you know, I don't let him stay in the bed with us.
Yeah. You were like, no.
So I put, don't worry, I'm working bed. On it. I took a temperature and it was a mild temperature. So I took a temperature. It was mild. He woke up at like 7. The joint was gone. Like he had nothing after that. It was literally just the sniffles. So, which I'm thankful for, because when that test came back positive, I called Richard at work and was like, he has COVID. Like, what if something happens to him? He can't be vaccinated yet. Like, it was so close to his birthday.
That was the other thing, because I was just like, yo. So I was like, I have to, like, because everyone was like, well, did he ever get a positive test? I said, funny enough, his positive test came like when me and Brandon were finally both able to swab him, which was like once I tested negative and Brandon tested negative, which was whatever, towards the end of the quarantine time. Brendan then tested, like was still testing positive. And they said, that happens, because pretty much we knew that he was sick and we were actually, well, no, he doesn't anymore. But it was one of those things that we finally got a good swab. And I said, oh no, that thing came back. The test line popped so quick. I said, oh, we don't have to do no, we're not doing this no more.
We had to take Stokely to the doctor's on Friday for something else. But first tested positive April 13th.
Mm-hmm.
He is still testing positive.
And exactly. And that's the thing. I know that they said that.
They said after you test positive first time, you don't have to test again because it can keep
exactly because you just know. And because I already was, and I'm glad that I had the wherewithal to not just send him away thinking, oh, well, he's negative, and like send him to anyone. Because I say he woke up the next day. Literally, Brandon was sick Monday. I woke up Tuesday. He woke up Wednesday. And I said, okay, so we're all sick in consecutive days. So what ended up happening is my quarantine ended. Brandon's quarantine ended on like Wednesday, Thursday. Mine ended on Friday or something like that. And Brendan's ended on like Saturday, Sunday. So all of us were able to like be out, but then we still took like, we had the time to like fully sit and just relax and rest. Because I was like, well, now he doesn't, because I got a doctor's note. They were like, we'll just have him have a doctor's note to go back, you know, 10 days from now, which it was like, he just missed a week of school. And I know that his school appreciates it because now we have a COVID outbreak in our school or in his school, and he's virtual. I was like,
they had a COVID thing at Stokely School, like right before, not like right before he tested positive, but like 2 weeks before he tested positive, they had an outbreak at his school too. So,
And so it's just like, I mean, the thing is that I think that it was very scary. It was more scary for everyone else. Like, everyone else was more concerned for me than I think I was. And it was only because I knew how I was feeling. Like, the baby was in high gear at that time. Like, every time, like, he would try to figure out why we sitting. He moving, kicking. He never, like, made, like, I knew. And I think it's because it was my second pregnancy that I think I wasn't so freaked out. I think that if it was my first pregnancy, I probably would have lost my shit. But because I was like, I know when I need to go to the hospital. I know it. What concerns me. I know when something doesn't feel right. I've been through this before, at least in some way. So I was like, where I've been, I'm like, I know if I don't feel him move in a weird way, or, you know, if I feel like he's decreased, I know all the reasons to go to the hospital. So I didn't feel like anxious. I just felt like I'm tired of shit. And then Brendan started feeling better like every other moment. So he's just over here like, why aren't we playing? And I'm like, nigga, I'm dying. Like, mommy and daddy are sick.
Hopefully the next 3 months will be so uneventful.
You know that my children don't do uneventful. Thank you.
I'm going to wish that for you. I'm going to hope for an easy last trimester.
Yeah. Look. Oh, don't worry. I'm looking at my feet like, all right, am I swelling? Don't worry. Right now, I already have to go and do the 3-hour glucose test, because I was like, I did the 2-hour, past that. Did the 1-hour. It just was slightly elevated. And so they were like, well, let's do the three hour one. I said, y'all just gonna stick me, like, I'm a stick pin at this point. But comes with the territory. Cool. He's fine. The baby's fine. I'm fine. I survived it. It was really uneventful. And I mean, I think that's the best outcome you could have. Is like, we were all, but the other thing is Brandon and I were vaccinated and boosted, and we've been vaccinated and boosted, like, and we got it at the end. Well, if you call this the end, but we got it at one of them variants that's like really real mild.
The Omarion?
I don't know if it was Omarion. It might've been BA2 or one of the, you know, they have like about 5 different versions of it. I don't know which one it was. They didn't test which one, but all I know is the one I got gave me very mild symptoms. I didn't lose no taste, no smell. I was fine to move around. I was like, I would have, if it was not during COVID, I would have probably gone to work the next week, because I'm like, I'm getting over a sinus infection, you know? But I knew it was COVID.
Well, that's the best outcome, honestly. So glad you and the baby are doing good, and Cyrus and Bill, so.
Exactly. All of us are fine. And now I feel a little bit more invigorated, because like, now with everything going on, I'm like, oh no, I know that I'm good, because you already know that your antibodies, you know, kick up after any kind of anything. I was like, man, I could probably lick a pole right now. I could probably go outside and lick a table. Like someone could cough in the air. Don't do that. COVID does not want my smoke. COVID wants no smoke from me because my antibodies are on 1,000.
Not enough.
So that's the only thing that makes me feel good is that I actually, with everything still popping off, I still feel like I'm taking my precautions and COVID don't want no smoke with me.
That's kind of what I said about Stokely too. I was like, on the bright side of things, because it was mild and he gets antibodies until he's able to get vaccinated. So it'll last him probably right till when he can get the vaccine and turn five. And so we're good. So
exactly.
Best, trying to make the best of the scenario. It's like,
if there has to be a best case scenario, is that our toddlers now have antibodies and they were okay. And so like, you know, now we'll just see what happens, you know, now we're at the wait and see what happens next, you know, just looking out for those messages like, hey, so, you know, if you had COVID, you may have this going on, you know, them quiet ass infomercials. We now can at least be a part of that group where it's like we had the vaccine. So whatever quiet ass message with the vaccine that come or COVID, let's see.
It's like those asbestos commercials. Like,
if you or a loved one had mesothelioma, yes, if you were working in a coal mine, you may be entitled to compensation. So let's just wait and see.
Yeah, I'm glad everybody's okay and that it nothing bad came from it. And now baby has extra protection, so. It is what it is. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this child is going to come out being able to fly. We had a vaccine booster and actual illness. This baby is getting ready to be able to lift a car.
Yeah. Baby's good. The baby's going to be better than all. This is when we talk about this. This is when the X-Men start. I am
okay for it. I'm here for it. I'm ready for these powers.
We, of course, if you are pregnant or you have been pregnant during COVID and have experienced COVID or have gotten scared because people close to you have had COVID while you've been pregnant, we would love to hear those stories. You can email us at hello@swirlandsippodcast.com. You can always let us know on a conversation that I'm sure is happening on Instagram @swirlandsippodcast. Make sure that you rate, review, and follow the show. And the rating and reviewing is what helps the show immensely because it helps other people find the show. I don't think I mentioned this on the last episode, but the Swirl and Sip podcast is now part of the Boundless Audio Podcast Network. Which is now, it's a collection of amazing shows. So you guys can check out Boundless at Boundless Audio Network on Instagram as well to kind of see all of the rest of the shows that are part of the network. But Swirl and Sip is a proud founding member of the network, so we're excited about that. So make sure you follow at Boundless Network or Boundless Audio Network as well. That's my spiel, right, Sheree? Yep.
Sound about right.
Yep. Okay, well, and then if that's the case, make sure that you have your wine glasses ready for our next episode.
Bye!
Audio Podcast Network.